Did you watch this week's episode? No, you didn't. Well, you're in luck, because unfortunately we did.
Welcome to Here for the Cocktail Party. I'm Sean.
And I'm Rayanne, and here's a short-ass recap to fill you in on what's going on Katie Thurston's season.
Let's just dive straight into the episode, and we are talking about dates, dates, dates. And the first one, we love to see it. It happens every season. And we get sexy time with Katie, Poetry, and the men.
Yep. Pretty similar to Claire's date last season where they wrote her love poems. This time they write Katie sex poems, if you will.
Sexual innuendos, which let's talk about sexual innuendos. Connor B. pulls through and he creates a whole sex song for them. And he is talking about sucking on toes. He is talking about slipping it in. And I'm like, damn, he just did that in the most classy way possible. And I was kind of laughing about it.
Yeah, I wrote down, okay, that was surprisingly good / funny. Connor B, just to remind everybody, dressed up as a cat last week. And him and Katie had a very intense makeout sesh, so they like each other. I thought Connor B was like living his best Simon and Garfunkel folk song life with his acoustic guitar. It was pretty good. Kudos.
Kudos to him, but I still think he's in the friend zone. So you got to get out of that, Connor B, or it's going to go downhill real quick.
Well, his tongue is in the zone. Let's just say that. My personal favorite was Trey doing a very sexy puppet show. Love a good puppet show. Really enjoyed this part. Thought it was ridiculous. Trey, you go.
Trey, just for the record, mango.
I thought it was peaches.
Same fruit, different storyline. So then we get into the one-on-one date, because obviously the night portion was a snooze fest. And this one-on-one date is with Greg. And we already know that he is totally the front runner per Rand's Witchy Corner. And all I could think about is that this is just giving me Claire and Dale vibes. And everybody watch out, because Katie might end it next week.
Yeah, she has on the like blinders of nobody exists really except for Greg. And this one-on-one really solidified that, because they go on a fishing date and both of them relate to fishing and have memories about fishing, because both of their fathers used to take them to do this activity and both of their fathers passed away. So we actually do get to know both of them a little bit during this date, which is always nice and pretty rare, especially in the first few episodes of this show. So that's just more indication that Greg and Katie are definitely a Claire and Dale situation this season.
Okay, but can we just point out the fact that Greg set up all of the wilderness stuff and Katie just watched him do it? Like, he set up the tent, he set up the porta potty, he set up the fishing.
And by set up, do you mean tried really hard and didn't really set anything up?
Yeah, I think at the end, it just all laid there. Like, I don't even think anything got set up.
Then we go on to our second group date of the episode, and I have nothing to say about it. It's just men wrestling in mud, and I hate these stupid fighting dates. If you listen to our prior seasons of recaps, you know my feelings on them, so I'm not even going to go into them. The only thing I was paying attention to be brutally honest, was our host Tayshia had this beautiful jean jacket on with this silver fringe, and like, I need to know where it's from and I need to purchase it immediately. So that's the only thing I got out of this date. What about you?
I mean, we love a good silver fringe moment, so I don't blame you. But all I could think about were the matchups. They truly put every like skinny, unathletic guy versus everyone who was like the pro football player or like, you know, all of those super muscle bros. So I was very confused on how those skinny guys could really pull it out. Sorry, skinny guys.
I mean, they cut it. That poor bartender boy. Shit, there was like no way he was ever going to win anything.
No, definitely not. But I will have to say the one thing that did surprise me is when Hunter took off his shirt, because his face does not match the drapes. Let me tell you, like, he has a six pack and I don't understand why.
Good working out, Hunter.
So after we get past all of these horrible dates, like they always are, especially the mud wrestling, we are gonna have to talk about Katie's wilderness adventures. The producers are really trying to push that she is the most wildernessy and down-to-earth girl in the whole entire world. First, they put her up in an intro against horses. Now she's going camping and mud wrestling. Like, I want to see you in real life, Katie, and I want to see if you actually go camping, because I'm from Colorado and I don't believe for one second that you would go backpacking.
I just think they're trying really hard to like make her something that she isn't. Obviously, of course, she could possibly go camping and enjoy that. However, I don't think the real parts of her are this like horse girl that they're trying really hard to push to be relatable. I thought the reason why they cast her was because she was relatable without that. So I just don't really like that they're trying to do that. And maybe we're completely wrong. Maybe this really is her, but I just don't buy it.
The only horse story I am buying is that she plays with My Little Pony still. Okay. Like, that's as far as it goes.
Love. Well, then we finally get a little bit of a reason why the two men, Aaron and Cody, were fighting last episode. As we mentioned, there was this edited fight that was literally 45 seconds of two men just saying they don't like each other. And I think all of Bachelor Nation was very confused because we had nothing to explain why. So this episode, of course, we find out that they know each other vaguely from their hometown of San Diego. This whole fight blows up, of course, and we will touch on that a little bit on our next episode, but glad we finally kind of understand why they edited that in last week, because that was ridiculous.
I know, the 30-second fight finally has been explained, so we are happy about that. I will just have to say, it just sounds like Cody has hurt Aaron in the past, and that is all I'm going to say.
But has he?
Aaron has a lot of emotions. So after all of this things go down and Aaron reveals that, you know, Cody isn't there for the right reasons, of course, then more seeds are planted and Katie has a big blow up at the cocktail party. And let me tell you, she is not having it this season. She is like, if you are not here for me, then get the fuck out. Because really, she really pulled out the big kahunas. And I think it was because she had a little too many cocktails that night.
I mean, she looked like Poison Ivy. I just needed her to be in a red wig while she was like fiery and so angry at all these doofuses she has to deal with. But yeah, I mean, there were just the issue with Cody and Aaron and then all of these seeds being planted by Carl, who for our thoughts on Carl, listen in tomorrow. But she just was not having it and she got so angry at all of them. And of course, our typical saying that, you know, people aren't here for the right reasons. They're here for a platform. Which everybody is on there for a platform. So it's like this vicious cycle of getting mad for something that you're doing yourself.
1,000%. I even said, like, aren't you using this for a platform? Like, girl, you better check yourself.
Yeah, she's using it for her sexy TikToks to blow up. So come on.
But even though the cocktail party ended in a bang, roses were still given out on the three dates, and Thomas, aka Tan Pilot Pete, won the first group date rose, Greg obviously got the one-on-one rose. And then Andrew S. came in for the swoop and got the last rose.
Which, thank goodness, he dropped that fake accent. I was really not enjoying him last episode. He, like, slightly made up for it this episode.
Oh, my God. It is fake accent guy, huh? See, yes. I totally didn't even, like, I knew that someone did that. I just didn't realize it was Andrew S.
Well, you know how annoyed I get by things. So if I remember how annoyed I was at you, I usually remember who you are.
With that, thank you for tuning into our short-ass recap. If you didn't watch the episode, well, now you did.
That's all you need to know. Our top line points of the episode. So you can catch us on Thursday for a little bit more fun. We'll go a little bit more in depth. But until then, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Here for the Cocktail Party, all one word, for more content and cocktail recipes. And we'll chat with you later.
See you later, New Mexico.